didn't really run with authority there. He should have just got in behind that blocker and just fouled him right into the end zone, but he was kind of looking for a big hole, and there's no holes in that ugly defense.
So here we go again. Deckerville deep into ugly territory, trying to capitalize. This is the third time, I believe, and then deep second time into ugly territory. Can they get in the end zone? Fourth and goal on the one-yard line. Patello keeps it for himself, pitches out to Lundgren. There's a fumble on the play. Lundgren stays on his feet, but he's brought down way back at the 15-yard line, and nothing going on that one. That is a turnover downs once again for the Deckerville Eagles, first and 10 for the Bearcats.
Josh White made the hit for the Bearcats as, they went with that quarterback with a quick option there, and they weren't able to connect on the option, and he either lost sight of it or didn't think he was going to get the ball. Anyways, it went off his hands, and the Deckerville drive went for naught.
Indeed, and still Deckerville scoreless tonight. Ugly 20, Deckerville nothing with 10:01 left in the fourth quarter.
Well, now the Deckerville Eagles are going to have to try to turn the ball over on the Bearcats here.
And very quickly, T formation for the Bearcats. It's a handoff to the left side at the near hash. And that's off to number 47, Jimmy Shaw. He moves out for about 4 yards.
Chris Wolf on the hit for the Deckerville Eagles. They're going to have to try to strip the ball if they're running it and be on their toes in the secondary to try to get a pick.
Absolutely. So third and second and six for the Bearcats. The marker man over there on the chain gang is a little ahead of himself.
I think some of the folks up here said his fingers are froze over there. I kind of agree.
I don't blame him, though. It feels about 40 degrees out there, and it's a handoff to number five, Jason Coffin, who's actually caught in the backfield. He rolled to his left and was hit a large just wall of maroon, rolled to his right, and there was nothing going there, and he's brought down at the 16-yard line of Ubley.
Justin Asher made the hit for the Eagles there. A little more enthusiasm on the defensive side for the Eagles here.
And suddenly it's third and six for the Bearcats. Deckerville could have a quick three and out here. We'll see.
But right now, that took them almost 8 minutes of that third quarter to drive the length of the field and come up with no score for the Deckerville Eagles. So they're going to have to change their mindset and also their maybe how they're going to attack, because Jimmy Shaw comes up short.
And that was a handoff to Jimmy Shaw. He gets about 2 yards. He's out to the 17-yard line, short of the first down by about four. Brings up fourth and four for the Bearcats. We'll see what they do here. They are bringing out the punt team by the agile punter.
I like that adjective. Agile, big man out there. And I'll tell you what, this kid could boom it. Now I'm going to see how he kicks it into this west wind.
And that's number 76, Josh White of the Bearcats. 6'5", 240 tackle.
Just a nimble kicker.
That's right. And there's the boot. And it's a line drive to left center. And it's brought down to the 40-yard line, where Lundgren gets a shoelace tackle by number 5, Jason Kaufman. No gain on the...
He got rocked. I'll tell you what, they were trying to set up a razzle-dazzle play, and instead of just getting the ball and getting as much as you can out of it. But the Deckerville Eagles are now in a hurry-up offense here because they can't afford to mess around anymore. But the thing is, with they stay in the T formation, it's a slow, methodical offense.
I agree. With only 7:53 remaining in this one in Ubley. In Deckerville. It feels like it is Ubley territory tonight. But it is 60 yards for a score for the Eagles. They're on their own 40-yard line. This is a pass out to number 44, Andrew Estrada. Over the head, incomplete. Brings up second and 10.
Well, they're changing their mindset. They know they got to put some points on the board. And so they're going to the air here. And this will stop the clock also. And also give them a chance to get their offense set.
And it is starting to get cold. Half of the Deckerville sideline are in the overcoats trying to stay warm. It is now, it feels like 39, according to the gauges here. Mm. Brings up second and 10. We have...
Well, it's nice and toasty up here.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left, two men in the backfield. Patello under center. Quick pass, intended to the right side, but it's... Number 76,
There's
Josh
our
White.
Josh White.
Got a hand on it.
That nimble kicker. I'll tell you what, he's done a nice job tonight along with Curtis Booms on that defensive side. They've been showing up all night.
Yes, indeed. So, brings up third and 10 for the Eagles at their own 40-yard line. The clock stopped at 7:46. Third and 10 for the Eagles, trailing 20-0 to Ubley. Deckerville coming out in the flanker to the right. Two men in the backfield, and now man in motion. As Patel looking back to pass, rolling to his right, farther right, and he was trying to get to number 27. Wolf, he was down on the ground, trying to get the flag, and there is the flag pulled right at the 45-yard line. He hit the ground even before the pass was intended to him.
Well, I'm not sure what happened over there because you can't see what's going on over there on that. And the shadows only knows what's going on, but they both looked at the official, convinced them there should be a penalty on this play, and it must be because Ubley is backing up.
That's a pass interference on Ubley, so that's going to push the ball deeper, and it's going to end them into Ubley territory.
Now that's going to give them a first down, but the Eagles are going to have to go to the air and often.
Yes, they are. So they have a receiver out each way with, looks like, two men in the backfield to the left side. Patel is under center, and they are 5 yards into Ubley territory at the 45-yard line. Man in motion to the left, number 44, Andrew Estrada, and there's flags on the play.
The left end took off a little too soon, and it's going to cost the Eagles 5 yards.
And the officials figuring this one out, and it's exactly that. So that's going to push them back 5 yards. They're going to be right at the 50-yard line now. First and 15 for the Eagles, 50 yards for a score, 7:39 remaining in the fourth quarter. The last few plays have probably taken less than the entire
the whole third quarter.
So right now, we are now 1:47 into this one in Deckerville. Deckerville's trailing 20-0 Ubley as they're trying to get this one on the board. Deckerville stopped in the red zone twice for a turnover of downs. This could be a completely different game if those two were scorers.
Yes. And we're now the official says, hey, you know what? They're doing something wrong with the scoreboard. Maybe they're saying you're doing something. He gave him the hand signal, and the car's lights on. It's not the scoreboard. Somebody's got the lights on.
And the car is actually attempting to leave right now in the right end zone in the radio, and so those lights came on. They're going to try and delay this one until that car is out of here. That's a great parking spot if you want.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the whole end zone on
and
that
stay
end.
Dry and warm.
And warm, right.
Receiver out wide each way with one man in the backfield, number 27, who receives it, Chris Wolf. The ball carrier gains about one on the play, brings up second and 14 after the false start on the Eagles. So second and 14 after a 1 yard gain from Wolf. Now into Ubley territory at the 49-yard line. Receiver out wide, one man in the backfield, same formation. Patel trying to pass, has nothing, so he keeps for himself. Gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to bring up third down for the Eagles.
Jimmy Shaw made the hit along with number 61, Josh Kabotsky, for the Bearcats as Patilla decided to take off running. They were waiting for him.
Yes, they were, and has lost a one on the play, bringing up third and 15 for the Eagles back to the 50-yard line. Bell gets the call from the main man on the sideline. It's back to the huddle. 6:42 is the clock. Continuing to Deckerville here. Fourth quarter, 20-0, only leading it. And back not taking the time. Patel under center, T formation, and there's a timeout on the field. Looks like Deckerville's going to take this one, and we'll be right back. It's Ubley 20, Deckerville nothing. You're tuned to BLEW.
It's football season, and you know what that means, right? We're turning up the thermostat and watching the dollars fly right out of our wallets. Your friends at CHS and Ubley want to help you keep those dollars and warm you up at the same time. CHS and Ubley offers outdoor wood furnace systems from Central Boiler Products. These systems are safe Efficient outdoor wood furnaces that provide 100% of your heating needs. Central Boiler manufactures and distributes the classic